Text, Hallmark Channel presents Seattle Under a Gray Sky. Title, 8 Gifts of Hanukkah. People in heavy coat shuffle among piles of snow on the sidewalk. A dark-haired woman in a long purple trench strides toward a cafe in a low-brick building called the Polly Fox, fluffing her hair anxiously. She pauses to check her reflection in the window of the cafe and inhales deeply with her hand on her heart before entering and looking around. A dark-haired man at a table spots her and opens his arms with a grin. She smiles with fluttering eyelids and joins him. He sips and gets whipped cream on his nose. He's quickly replaced by another guy.
Sorry, I'm just a little nervous. It's my first time, online dating, I mean. It's a little awkward, honestly.
She said I didn't listen. I mean, what does that even mean?
Well, communication can be complicated.
That said I didn't hear her. I mean, if it didn't always register, it's just because I've heard it all before.
She enters the cafe again, searching for the man on her phone. A man dressed as Santa waves.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
She turns tail and runs out. Later, she enters yet again, looking around apprehensively. A tall man with ginger hair and a leather jacket smiles at her. She smiles optimistically.
You know, your picture did not do you justice.
She looks down bashfully.
Thank you.
And a doctor, no less.
An eye doctor, an optometrist.
Well, as smart as you are pretty. But I've got to ask, why the dating app?
Honestly, my girlfriend set it up for me, and it's my first time, and probably the last. What about you?
I'm so busy at the restaurant, and it's hard, you know, to meet people.
You know, I saw your show.
Oh boy.
He shrinks back, smiling.
What was I making?
Some kind of continental sizzler.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it looked really good.
It is, yeah. It is. And you know, the best thing is so simple to make.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I'm going to leave with my strong suit and cook for you sometime. In case that wasn't clear, that was me asking for another date.
No, I got that.
You did? And?
He searches her face.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Good.
Her car pulls into a spit outside the ICU optometrist and eyewear building. She gets out wearing lighter makeup with her long hair back and a ponytail. She takes in the view of her business for a moment, then smiles and goes inside, where patients try on glasses from racks. A woman at reception greets her.
Good morning, Keisha.
Morning, Sarah.
Sarah dons her white coat.
How was your weekend? Spill all the beans. Don't spare any details.
Okay, do not get too excited. All right, I don't know if I'm ready to date yet, but after a lot of coffee and a lot of disappointments, I may have met someone.
A guy from the dating app?
Maybe. Okay, yeah, you were right.
Man in tool belt.
Am I hearing this correctly? Sarah Levin on a dating app?
Yeah, what's the big surprise?
It's just... So, not you.
Well, maybe you don't know me as well as you think you know me. Maybe I don't either.
You being profound or you're just confused?
I think I'm just profoundly confused.
Me too.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to hear about this date. Come on.
Okay, well, there were a lot of never gonna happens there. And then the last one might actually be a keeper.
Ooh, does the keeper have a name?
He does, actually. His name is Nigel Templeton. Apparently, he's this well-known chef.
Yeah, I've seen him on TV. I love that guy.
Well, before you and the top chef run off together, you want to come take a look behind the plastic curtain? Tell me what you think.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Yeah. Come on.
Well, as you can see, everything is going... As you can see, everything is going according... Hey, Jimmy! Jimmy! You want to give it a rest?
Jimmy looks up.
Oops.
Hey.
Didn't mean to blow the moment.
You didn't blow anything. This is really incredible, you guys.
Everything should be done by the last night of Hanukkah.
Wow. You always pull through, you know that?
Of course. Okay, the moment is over. Back to work.
Okay. Thanks, you guys.
Yeah, here.
She struggles out of the plastic sheeting.
2 in the morning and then 2 at night. Okay? Thank you for coming in.
Her patient leaves.
Adam Lesser's coming in.
You're kidding.
He lost his glasses. Says he needs another pair.
Again?
Mm-hmm. Think he's got a thing for his eye doctor.
Sarah shakes her head. A tall, dark-haired man in glasses enters.
Oh, a little Christmas, a little Hanukkah. Looks really nice.
I'm all about the Christmas.
And I'm all about Hanukkah.
So, you compromised.
Jinx.
Who?
Well, I'm both, so it works for me.
How can I help you, Adam?
I know this is getting old, but I can't find my glasses.
Have you checked your face?
These are my spares.
Uh-huh. Well, you seem to have a lot of spares.
You're not buying this, are you?
No, but it's very entertaining.
Well, it might be easier if I just ask you out.
Sarah's co-workers glance over. She hesitates.
Or I could, you know, just keep buying glasses until you run out of lenses.
No. How about we start with coffee and see where that goes?
Yeah, okay. Coffee.
Tool belt guy rolls his eyes.
Coffee would be great.
Okay.
Coffee.
Coffee.
Adam leaves with a big grin, pausing to look at her again.
Okay.
Sarah leaves the office and locks the door behind her. Tool belt guy drives by in a truck that says Daniel Meyer Building.
Oh, hey. See you at the meeting tomorrow.
Yes, you will. 9 a.m. sharp. Or I should say 8:55 for you.
8:55 sharp.
Don't be late.
I won't be late.
Got a lot to cover.
Looks at phone.
It's Nigel.
Huh. Does Nigel know about our friend Adam?
No, because I didn't even know about Adam. Complete surprise. I feel like I'm putting off this weird, newly single vibe.
It's not so newly, Levin. It's been 4 months.
Right. But, you know, Paul and I were together for a long time. 4 months feels like a couple of days.
He didn't deserve you. And if you forget, I'll be right here to remind you.
You might have to remind me a lot. Beginning to think I'm never gonna find my soulmate.
He winks.
Something to lift your spirits.
A dreidel.
This right here is from circa junior high. Okay? I found it in a box I have full of Hanukkah's past. I made it for Bubby Rose.
He hands it to her.
You made this?
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Thank you.
Okay. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
He drives off. She looks at the wooden spinning top toy in her hand and saunters to her car. Nighttime, she pulls into the driveway of a big house decorated with lights. She comes in the front door and turns on the lights, slouching to pull off her shoes. She reaches into her coat pocket and finds the dreidel there. She smiles at it and brings it into a modern white living room with menorahs decorating the fireplace mantle. She picks up a framed photo of a little dark-haired girl smiling with her arms flung around the shoulders of an older woman in glasses.
Hey, Bubs. Yeah, things are looking up. I actually met someone. Well, a couple of someones. They seem a little more accidental than Bashert, but you met Grandpa on the trolley, so who knows, right?
She smiles warmly.
What I wouldn't give for another hug.
Her smile fades as she places the photo back on its shelf with the dreidel leaning on its frame. She walks toward a Jewish community center.
Hi, Sarah.
Greets a woman.
Hey. How are you?
A meeting.
So the ball is right around the corner, and we still have a lot to do.
Are we really going to call our annual fundraiser the Mazel Ball?
What's wrong with Mazel? It means luck.
Well, good luck with that.
The invitations have been sent out. The banners have been ordered. It's a lock, Myra. Let it go.
I like the name.
Okay, so as the manager of the hotel,
I was able to get us free parking.
Woo!
And the band will be free. So.
I know that Jacob is your brother, but a band of CPAs? Seriously?
The B bean counters are not just a garage band, Myra. They also performed at the Weinbergs for mitzvah.
And the Newman's anniversary party?
Thank you, Tom.
Who are now divorcing.
I don't think it was the band.
Daniel.
You're always Team Sarah, Daniel.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Man in suit.
I'm on that team, too.
Okay. Let's talk about the menu.
Whatever.
Daniel chases Sarah out.
Hey, you okay?
Yeah, totally. It's just, you know, it's the first time Paul has come to one of these meetings since we broke up, and I was gonna marry that guy. Now he's just someone I run into sometimes.
I think this is my cue to remind you he didn't deserve you.
Oh, boy. Hold that thought.
Sarah.
The man in the suit, Paul, approaches them. Paul turns to Daniel.
Can you give us a moment?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
Daniel leaves them alone. Sarah forces a smile.
I don't want things to be weird between us.
Then let's not make it weird, okay? I moved on, and so should you.
I just hope we can still be friends.
We will be.
Good.
Eventually.
Sarah's house.
Into the whole stretch.
Man chases girl.
Zoe, the undefeated champion.
Daniel.
Hey, Zoe, do forks go on the left or the right? I can never remember.
Forks go on the left of the salad fork beside it, and knives and spoons go on the right.
Ah, got it. She has a PhD in cutlery.
I know. I love you more than all the stars in the sky.
Keisha.
That is a lot of love.
Zoe beams.
I'm starving.
Woman peers at a dish in the oven.
I don't think the kugel is done.
Zoe.
Smells great.
Sarah.
Looks good to me.
No, I think it needs 10 more minutes in the oven.
Yes, Your Honor.
Setting table.
See, this is what happens when your mom's a judge. You get used to being overruled.
Man uncovers pot.
Would you care to render an opinion on the brisket?
Mom.
Looks good enough to eat.
They met in a courtroom. Dad was a public defender at the time.
I lost the case, but I got the girl.
You certainly did.
That's sweet.
They still act like it's their first date, and it's been two kids and 37 years later.
Mm-hmm.
It's gross.
Keisha laughs.
Aunt Sarah?
Yeah?
When are we going to light the menorah?
As soon as the sun goes down.
Can I light the candles?
How about we light them together?
Sarah lights a candle clasped in Zoe's hands. They all gather around the gold menorah. Keisha and Zoe sit on the couch.
Okay, so menorah means
to shine.
And Hanukkah is
festival of lights.
In honor of the miracle when just one day's supply of oil
lasted for 8 days.
Right.
You're a great teacher, Zoe.
I'm thinking of becoming a rabbi.
Yeah?
Or a doctor. Or an astronaut.
Those are three excellent choices.
Dad?
Mm-hmm.
Can I go open my Hanukkah presents?
Okay, go for it.
Yes.
Sarah and her brother join Keisha.
Welcome to Zoe's squad of pinch-hit moms.
They toast mugs.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Keisha sees the photo Sarah was looking at.
Aw, isn't that you and your grandmother?
Yeah, that's Bubby Rose. She was a survivor, you know?
Mm. And I love how you use her glasses for the optical shop's logo.
Well, she's the reason I became an eye doctor.
Yeah? Great face.
Great heart.
Daniel.
Best heart I ever knew.
Rugoff's in the oven.
Oh, I know. I've been clocking it.
Keisha watches Daniel go with raised brows.
Daniel sure acts like part of the family.
Yeah, well, he is. He grew up in the house next door. His parents split when he was young, and his mom worked all the time. So he would just come over and hang out with Jacob. Suddenly, when I was 7, I had another brother.
So you guys never...
No. We're just really good friends.
Daniel and Jacob announce.
It's the start of the Hanukkah season, and time for dreidel!
A hush falls over the crowd as Keisha picks up the dreidel. The prize newcomer, no doubt feeling the pressure.
of her arrival in the big league.
Still, I think she's ready to give it all she's got. Here we go, here we go. The initial spin.
It falls.
Oh, she's got it just too.
That was very hard to watch. Next up is the reigning champ, MVP, and future Hall of Famer, Zoe Levin.
Zoe shakes her fists triumphantly.
Levin has the best wrist in the league, and she's about to show it off now with her signature 360 spiral.
All right, you got this. You got this.
I don't see spins like that very often, Bob. I believe she's using the Manischewitz maneuver. Mm. Spinning, spinning, the crowd waiting in anticipation.
The dreidel falls to one side.
Witnessing yet another show of history in the making.
That is a giant jackpot.
Look at that golden guy.
He's doing a great dance.
Pile of chocolate coins.
Oh, the crowd loves to see that. The future rabbi.
Or astronaut.
Generously sharing her coveted prize with her aunt Sarah, who could never get enough chocolate.
Same shtick every year. You guys need new material.
Hey. Leave me and Uncle Daniel alone. Zoe loves our shtick, don't you, Zoe?
Sure, Dad.
Jacob turns to Daniel.
You know, why don't you shove one of your own?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Jacob's eyes widen.
I said I'm thinking.
Okay.
What's with the look?
I'm not looking.
You have a look.
What look?
I see a look.
Keisha puts on her coat. The family plays and tidies in the kitchen.
Hey, everyone. It was so nice to meet you all. Thank you for having me. My first Hanukkah did not disappoint.
Sarah hugs her.
Well, I hope it's not your last.
Absolutely not.
Same time next year.
Bye, baby.
Bye. Thanks again. Bye.
Kat, you're not gonna sleep
tonight. Keisha opens the front door and finds a bouquet of white roses sitting there. She slowly picks them up.
Sarah!
What?
Somebody left you a present.
What? Who's it from?
She plucks the card.
What's it say?
For Sarah, night one, roses almost as lovely as you.
That's it?
Turns card over.
Yeah. Looks like you have a secret admirer.
Sarah's gaze darts.
Yes, I do.
A half smile crosses her lips. Later, she reads the card again with her family.
Whoever he has great taste.
And a man of few words.
Sarah sniffs a rose.
I'm struck by the anonymity.
What's that?
You didn't sign his name.
Oh.
Well, maybe he isn't sure how Sarah feels about him yet.
I can think of a few suspects.
There's no crime here, Your Honor.
Oh, what about that chef you met?
Or what about Adam?
I think it might be closer to home. What about Tom?
Ooh, or Paul. Maybe he wants you back.
What about that cardiologist you dated in med school?
Nah, he's married with two kids. I do his taxes.
Okay, everyone needs to just...
Close his fists.
Roses mean a lot to me. Okay? Remember Bobby Rose's garden?
It was her pride and joy.
I used to think that's why we called her Bobby Rose.
And the white ones were her favorite. Mm-hmm.
Well, whoever sent these flowers hit a home run.
And I guess there are 7 more innings to go.
But aren't there 9 innings in baseball?
Ah, yes, but Hanukkah has 8.
Sarah frowns.
Innings.
Got it.
They smile at Daniel.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, game on.
Dad raises his brows at Mom. Sarah and Keisha walk to office.
So you know I've been up all night trying to figure out who this guy is?
All right, we need to narrow down the list.
Okay. Well, I'm seeing Adam for coffee. I'm seeing Tom at the hotel later. That might help. I don't know.
What about Daniel?
No, it's not Daniel. We know each other too well. We go back too far. I mean, there was this, like, minute and a half in high school, but...
What happened?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing, which is exactly the point. I mean, I just got it into my teenage head that maybe he would ask me to the prom, but he didn't. He asked out, what's her face?
They enter.
Sandy Lambeck?
What about Sandy Lambeck?
Daniel on ladder.
What?
Sarah stares.
What are you talking about?
I thought I heard you say her name.
Why would I say her name? How did you even get in here?
You gave me a key, remember?
Of course I remember.
He goes behind the plastic sheets.
I gave him a key?
Apparently.
I gave him a key.
You were saying?
I'm just saying. The flowers are not from Daniel. We are just friends.
It's just as well.
What does that mean?
It means his relationships never last. No one's ever good enough for him. Besides, he doesn't see me that way.
Good friends are hard to find. So there's that.
Keisha taps Sarah's shoulder and they get to work.
Your mom called. Tom said he would meet you in the ballroom at the hotel, and Adam is on his way.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I was curious, so I Googled him. Turns out he's this genius software developer.
Wow. Well, that would explain why he's always so distracted, huh?
And he just sold his company. We're talking tech money, which tends to be huge. Expensive gifts like 2 dozen roses would make sense.
Hmm. And he's also very shy, which would explain why he wouldn't sign the card.
Daniel.
Hey, I'm grabbing some lunch. You guys want anything? Corned beef on rye? Extra mustard?
Thanks, but actually I have a date.
You have a date?
Yeah.
With who?
Adam comes in.
Him.
Daniel's head turns to Adam.
You're here.
Yeah, I work here. Kind of a safe bet.
At the risk of blowing any chance I have of being mistaken for cool, I've never been more excited for a cup of coffee.
Okay, well, okay. let's get some coffee.
Get some coffee. Okay, bye. Make good choices.
Keisha and Daniel watch them go.
That's the guy who keeps losing his glasses.
He's got a lot on his mind.
Like what?
Complicated tech stuff. And apparently Sarah.
Sarah and Adam in the cafe.
So if coffee goes well, maybe we could work our way up to lunch or maybe even dinner.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that happening.
There's this great place in San Francisco that I'd love to take you to.
San Francisco? Wow, that's a long way to go for a meal.
Well, when I sold my startup company, part of the deal was that I got to use the corporate jet.
He looks down and shakes his head.
I'm trying to impress you, and...
She tilts her head.
Is it working?
She smiles.
Well, ask him that question is. Honesty goes a long way with me, so...
Here's some more. I spend my life talking to computers, so my social skills are a little lacking. Hence all the spare glasses.
They got you a dinner in San Francisco.
Really? When?
Let's just keep it local till after the holidays.
Right, right. Okay.
He grins.
You know, in honor of Hanukkah, I've been leaning into my Jewish side a little more.
It is my favorite time of year, you know.
And now it's mine.
He cringes.
Too much.
You're doing fine.
She pats his hand across the table. Later, she and Daniel arrive at a mansion among pine trees.
I can't believe how long it's been since I've been here.
Yeah, I know.
A log entryway.
Is it finished? I can't see this getting any better than this.
It's pretty close.
You've come a long way since building those forts in my backyard.
I mean, you know, cardboard boxes are an underrated medium. Except when they wilt in the rain.
Well, they were fun while they lasted. Yeah.
Come on.
He leads her inside the massive wooden front doors to a home with high ceilings and arching wood beams.
I think the Hanukkah hunt would be great here.
For sure. There's like a million places outside that we can hide the guilt.
Yeah. I mean, I can't wait for all the kids to be here, you know, running around jacked up on sugar.
I don't think he should sell this place. I think he should keep it. You know, that way one day you can have your own little kids running around all hyped up on sugar.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'd like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you like it. The house. I'm glad you like the house.
Yeah, it's so you. I love it.
He smiles.
Thanks.
They tour inside.
So, your list of anonymous suitors. Who's on it?
It's work in progress. What about your list? Can we talk about your list?
My list? I don't have a list.
Oh, please.
No one's leaving roses on my porch. Trust me.
Okay, it's not the roses. It's the fact that someone out there actually cares.
Well, whoever he is, he'd be lucky to have you.
True story.
Amen, sister. You want a cup of tea? Yeah?
Yeah, I'd love some tea.
Sitting in kitchen.
Okay, so, good. Yeah, I think it will work even better than the park.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
You have time for a game?
Oh.
bring it.
Well, last time I brought it, you lost.
I'm pretty sure it fell asleep waiting for you to make a move.
And that move was checkmate.
You're going down.
They sit at a chessboard with carved wooden pieces by the fire.
This is just like chess club in high school, only you've gotten slower with time.
Mm-mm. You confuse speed with ability.
Oh, you want to talk about ability?
Do you know that out of the 236 games that we played, I won 141?
I cannot believe you're keeping a tally.
I cannot believe you are not making a move. You're so cautious.
It's very complicated from my perspective.
Is that so? Excuse me.
She gets up and plops down next to him.
Rook to bishop 4.
So I should just ignore your knight?
Wait, is this a new queen?
She picks it up.
Yeah. When in doubt, I whittle.
What are you in doubt about?
My next move.
Well, sometimes, Daniel, you just have to make one.
He moves a piece and flicks one of hers off the board.
See, that was very bold of you.
Well, you wanted me to make a move.
Their gazes meet. She stands quickly.
I gotta get going.
He nods wincingly.
Too bad. I don't want the game to end.
Yeah, I promised my mom I'd help her with dinner, so. Don't be late.
To be continued.
She puts on her coat and leaves. Sarah's parents' home.
Is that enough chicken?
Daniel.
It should last me until tomorrow night.
Mom pats his cheeks.
To me, you're still a growing boy.
Yeah, but I'm growing wider, not taller.
Oh, and I've packed extra latkes. You can have those for breakfast.
Ooh, Your Honor, I will oblige.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob.
You taking off, bro? Yeah, bro. You haven't called me bro since high school.
Just getting the band back together. I'm reliving my youth.
Oh my God, now there's a scary thought right there. Okay, I gotta go. Thank you so much. It was so good. Thank you. I will see you tomorrow at your soon-to-be renovated office.
You will.
He hugs Sarah.
Yeah.
Bro. Bye.
Daniel leaves.
You guys are special.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob eats, piling food on a napkin.
These are for Zoe.
Oh right. Yeah. For Zoe.
I should probably get her home. She's half asleep already.
Too much fun and too much guilt. And too many presents.
Oh, come
Never.
On. You know I can't resist myself.
Oh, God.
Noogie.
Okay.
She releases him from a headlock.
You know it takes a lot of work to look like
that. Yeah, no, I know. A lot of work.
Bye.
Great dinner. Shall we?
Yes, we shall. Okay. I'll walk you in, Zoe. Yeah?
Okay. Mom shakes her head.
What a father Jacob's become.
I know.
When he lost Abe, I wasn't sure he'd be okay.
Oh, he's fine. He's got Zoe and his band. He's like the Ringo Starr of CPAs.
So, any idea who your secret admirer is?
Mm-mm, nope. But I'm having a great time trying to figure it out.
You always loved puzzles and mysteries. This is right up your alley.
Mm-hmm. I'm like the Jewish Nancy Drew.
Maybe he'll give us another clue.
Maybe I'll get us another slice of Google.
Seattle twinkles at night. Sarah's car stops and the headlights switch off. Sarah's heeled feet mount the steps to her front porch, where a basket waits, wrapped in shiny blue ribbon with a Star of David card sticking out. She looks all around her as if to catch the person who left it in the act. Finally, she bends down and picks up the basket. It's filled with bars of chocolate.
Whoa! That's a lot of chocolate.
Mom's phone rings.
Did you get another gift? What did the card say?
Night 2, Sarah. Sweeter than chocolate.
That's not a lot to go on.
I know. It's someone that knows how much I love chocolate and roses.
Well, whoever it is, he hit another home run.
Yeah, well, there's enough chocolate in here to last me till next Hanukkah. I feel like I'm always trying to make things last probably longer than they should. Still trying to find a love that lasts.
Oh, sweetheart. If it's the real thing, it doesn't end. It only grows.
Sarah smiles.
Love you, Mom. Night.
Love you.
Sarah hangs up Sice while unwrapping a piece of chocolate. At the eye clinic, Daniel sips coffee. Sarah talks to Keisha.
So I get home and there it was. This beautiful basket with the most amazing chocolate I've ever had in my life.
And still no idea who this guy is.
Life is like a basket of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get or who they're from.
What?
Sorry. Forrest Gump was like my favorite movie as a kid.
She would sit in the dark, chocolate all over her face, crying her eyes out. Not because of the story, because she'd run out of Raisinets.
Excuse me, you love that movie just as much as I do.
Yes, I do.
All right, I have to get back to work.
Mr. Wilson should be in exam room 2. His eyes should be dilated by now.
Looks at computer.
Also, did you get this email from Swapperbit about those antique glasses?
Sarah looks over her shoulder.
Let me see that. Oh, I hope they haven't sold yet.
Rare vintage gold cat eye glasses. Sarah pulls out her phone.
Will you see what you can find?
Yeah, sure. Got it.
Hey, Nigel. Lovely hearing from you.
Daniel to Keisha.
The guy's very persistent.
Maybe he's the one sending the gifts.
Well, I would love to have lunch at your restaurant, but I kind of have a busy week.
Okay, well, how about I bring the restaurant to you?
What does that mean?
Oh, think of it like a picnic of sorts, but one prepared by a Michelin-starred chef.
Well, how can I resist an offer like that?
Keisha eyes Daniel.
Well, you can't.
Sarah beams and hangs up.
What was the offer?
Oh, nothing. Just a gourmet meal prepared by one of Seattle's top chefs. No big deal.
A vintage blue convertible pulls up outside of the eye clinic. Nigel gets out and smiles at the building, pulling a picnic basket from the back seat. He enters the office and looks around. Keisha is at the front desk putting up Hanukkah decorations. Her jaw drops.
Hey.
Welcome. I'm Keisha, Sarah's assistant and friend.
Good to know.
He looks around.
Is she here?
Right, Sarah. She'll be out in a second.
Hi.
Hey. I hope you're hungry.
Wow, what a lovely basket. Do you always deliver lunch in baskets?
It's a picnic basket, but I do save it for special occasions, like this one.
Daniel peeks out.
Oh, Nigel, this is my friend Daniel.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
We can have lunch in my office.
Either way.
Okay.
Nice to meet you.
See ya.
Nigel follows Sarah inside. Keisha leans toward Daniel.
Ugh, I really hope Nigel's the guy.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he's nice and he's famous. And he's really cute.
Daniel shrugs dubiously. Later, Keisha arranges glasses frames on a shelf. Daniel pulls back the plastic sheet and stares toward Sarah's office.
Been in there a long time.
Must be going well.
I mean, she met him on a dating app. He could be anyone.
I'm sure he is who he says he is. I mean, he has his own TV show.
Right.
But it's sweet how protective you are.
Sarah emerges.
Well, that was the best office picnic I've ever had. Also the only one, but still.
Well, perhaps we can do it again.
I would really like that.
Well, in that case, I hope it's very soon.
Nigel kisses her hand.
Me too.
I can't wait.
He laves with a smile. Sarah turns to Keisha and Daniel with an excited grin.
Not many guys can pull off kissing a woman's hand.
Personally, I thought it was a little much.
Well, I thought it was swell.
Swell?
Yeah. Well, it was.
Did she just say swell?
She did.
Swell.
In the eye clinic, Daniel furiously sands a board. Jimmy comes in and sets down a bag of construction supplies.
Hey, I couldn't find those knobs that you wanted, but I got something close.
Okay.
I can finish up those shelves.
Daniel fixates on his work.
Okay.
Jimmy frowns.
but only if you pay me $1,000 an hour.
Daniel freezes.
You're good, but you're not that good.
What is going on with you?
Daniel finally faces him.
Got an offer from a developer to build 7 custom homes in Aspen.
And that's a bad thing because...
It means moving there. Probably for a few years.
And that's a bad thing because...
My life. My friends. The closest thing I have to a family is here.
Okay. So what are you gonna do?
I don't know. I haven't decided.
Hey, am I invited if you take this gig?
Not for $1,000 an hour.
I'll give you a discount.
You give me a discount. Oh, I appreciate that. That's so nice of you, man. Thank you.
Only for you.
Daniel and Jimmy grin and turn to their work. At the Jewish Community Center, Sarah presides over a meeting.
So in addition to the Mazel Ball, we're also overseeing the Hanukkah hunt this year.
For those you don't know, that's like an Easter egg hunt, but with guilt.
And that is why we need more toys. We really want all the kids to feel like they won.
We have a problem.
We're in the middle of a meeting, Myra.
The caterer from the Mazel Ball was double booked. That's why he wasn't returning my calls. And when I confronted him, he quit.
The hotel restaurant doesn't do private events.
Oh, we will never get a decent caterer on such short notice.
Okay, I may know someone who might be able to help. Nigel Templeton is a friend of mine.
This is your solution?
He's a very well-known chef, Myra.
Yeah, I know who he is. Mr. Continental Fusion. What does he know about the traditions of Hanukkah?
Daniel shrugs in agreement.
I mean, do we really want our dinner to be all chefy and fancy?
Fancy. So the Mazel Ball will have a fusion twist.
Mushroom peas and Scottish eggs?
That is, if he's even willing to do it. I mean, honestly, I cannot imagine him catering Hanukkah fundraising.
He's so busy, he's unavailable, probably.
Mm-mm.
Let's just see about that.
Yeah.
The woman storms off.
All right, moving on.
Sarah leaves the meeting, followed by Paul.
Sarah?
Yeah?
Can I talk to you a minute?
Sorry, this might be Nigel.
She stares at her phone.
Is it him?
No, it's... I've been trying to get these vintage glasses online. They look just like the ones Bobby Rose used to have.
Yeah.
Sorry. What's up?
Well, a lot's happened over the last few months. I made partner.
Wow. That's fantastic. Congratulations. I know how much that meant to you.
You mean a lot to me, too.
Daniel watches from a distance.
I've been thinking a lot about our life together. I miss you, Sarah.
Paul holds Sarah's elbow. Daniel sighs and stalks away. Sarah looks away awkwardly.
Not really sure what to say.
At Daniel's house, he pulls an egg carton from the fridge and frowns at it. Sarah is grating onion at the counter.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. How many of these did we put in there?
3. No, 4. I lost count. Is that bad?
It's not like it's our first time making latkes.
I know, but this is the first time I've ever hosted a Hanukkah dinner.
Aw, are you nervous?
No.
She smirks.
Yes, I'm freaking out.
He holds the recipe.
I want to make sure I follow Bubby Rose's recipe to the letter. Or should I say to the latke?
That's her recipe right there.
Yeah, she gave it to me. Jealous? Here. She knew how much I loved them. And her. Oh, brisket.
Sarah sniffs the recipe tenderly.
How's it looking in there?
Looks like Hanukkah.
He closes the oven.
So, have you spoken to your dad recently?
Yeah, he called to wish me a happy Hanukkah.
How did that go?
It's polite, distant. He and his wife seem to like living in Florida. You know your dad was more of a father to me.
He looks up at her.
He's the one I want to be when I grow up.
When do you think that will be?
It could happen any day now.
My Peter Pan.
He smiles.
Well, Peter, you have built a beautiful fort all on your own. You're making this incredible meal for your chosen family, and you have yet to burn that meal, so I'd say you did pretty good.
She raises her wine glass.
Hey,
they toast. Evening, Daniel gently places a menorah with four lit candles on the sill. Sarah arrives home to find a present wrapped in blue paper with a silver ribbon on her porch. She picks it up and a smile blooms on her lips. She takes the present inside and hastily reads the card.
For Sarah, night three. I picture you and I smile.
She rolls her eyes with pleasure, opens the present. Inside, an ornate silver picture frame. She smiles and places it on her mantle. It's empty, showing only her reflection on a dark blue background.
Whoever you are, you certainly have my attention.
She smiles dreamily. Later, she sifts through a box of photos on the phone.
This guy is 3 for 3.
Mom, I just spent an hour going through about a million photos of our family trying to find the right one to go in that frame, and I realized the picture I'm looking for hasn't even been taken yet.
She purses her lips.
I want a picture of my family. You know, my husband, my kids. Didn't realize how much I wanted that until now.
That's turning out to be quite some gift.
Shakes her head.
Sure is.
She half smiles and chews her lip. Daytime, outdoor menorah decorations. Daniel and Jimmy hang a happy Hanukkah banner on his house.
There we go.
Okay, we'll put up the rest of the decorations tomorrow. I should go get cleaned up.
Where are you going?
Having dinner with Sarah and her family.
You guys are really tight, huh?
Since I was a kid.
And you and Sarah are just friends.
I don't know. I don't know what we are.
That's what I thought. Better make your move before she falls for this other guy.
What other guy?
The guy that's giving her all the gifts.
Daniel smirks.
I'm not worried about him.
Maybe you should be.
Believe me, if I lose her, it will not be to him.
And how do you know that?
Because I'm the guy.
Jimmy gapes.
Oh! Wow!
Yeah, I know.
So, what happens now?
I have 5 more nights and 5 more gifts to see if we're beshert.
To see if you're what now?
Meant to be.
Beshert.
Jimmy frowns and follows Daniel inside. Sarah descends her stairs, fluffing her hair. She opens the door to greet Nigel, who holds a folder and bottle of wine.
Hey.
I like Hanukkah already.
Come on in.
Great.
Thanks.
Yeah. For you?
Oh, thanks.
No worries.
So, we can go over the menus right in here.
Oh, wow.
He sees her menorahs.
So beautiful.
Oh.
And so many.
Yeah. It's a lot, I know. My grandma collected them. Some of them are very old.
Huh. He lifts one.
So much history.
Mm-hmm. So many memories.
Well, hopefully tonight you'll make some more.
Yeah, I hope so.
I was thinking that I'd bake the falafel rather than deep fry it.
Oh, I don't know about that. It's Hanukkah. You're gonna deep fry it in deep oil. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You're the boss.
Hey, thank you so much for catering this event. Honestly, you're saving our tojes.
It's my pleasure. You know, it gives me an opportunity to broaden my horizons as a chef.
That's true.
And to see more of you.
Sarah's mom comes in.
Hello, anybody home?
Yes, Mom, we're in here.
Oh, sorry, we're late. Dad's parking the car. I got held up in court.
Yeah, Mom's a judge, so.
That makes sense.
You're Nigel Templeton, the chef.
Guilty as charged.
I've heard so much about you.
Mom, shush.
Well, thank you so much for, you know, sharing some of your Hanukkah celebrations with me.
Oh, well, a lot of the action takes place in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Cooking and holidays go hand in hand.
You can't have one without the other.
Right?
Daniel's truck pulls up. He and Jacob are inside.
So I'm sitting there waiting for Zoe to finish up at the climbing gym, and I bumped into an old girlfriend of yours.
Okay.
Susan Kramer.
Susan Kramer?
Mm-hmm.
Susan Kramer.
She says to say hello.
Okay.
What?
What are you getting at?
I always liked her. Whatever happened with
her? I always liked her, too. She just wasn't the one.
Where have I heard that before?
What is with this voice?
What voice?
Okay, we're about to have Hanukkah dinner. Just cut me some slack.
I'm just saying, man.
Daniel rests his head heavily on his seat.
Look, if I'm going to marry someone, if I'm going to have kids with someone, it's got to be the right one.
I get that.
Jacob nods and pats his arm.
Come on.
They get out of the truck and saunter to Sarah's porch. Daniel slaps Jacob's back.
Hey, where's the Zosh?
Oh, she's having dinner with Ava's parents.
They ascend the steps.
By the way, we got company tonight.
Oh, who?
Sarah's good friend, Nigel.
Swell.
There you go. I make my kugel with raisins.
Lovely. If there's no objection, might add some currants plumped in port for the muzzle ball.
Ooh, objection overruled.
Mm. Hey. Oh, busted.
Daniel and Jacob enter.
Hi.
Hey.
We brought wine.
Good. Nice. Nigel, you remember my friend Daniel?
Of course. Great to see you again.
Hey, you too.
And that's my brother Jake.
Nice to meet you. I've heard a lot about you.
Easy then.
Right.
Well, now that we're all here, why don't we light the menorah? Hmm?
Gentlemen,
let's do it. This is from both of us.
Oh, nice. Right.
Sarah to Nigel.
That's actually one of my favorite traditions.
What would you like most about Hanukkah?
Probably the fact that every night a little more light comes into our lives, you know?
Yeah. Well, I gotta say, I am liking this night quite a bit.
Me too.
Cheers.
The family eats dinner.
It's so good.
It's so good.
It's a shame Nigel couldn't stay for dessert.
Yeah, he had to go back to the restaurant. But you'll see him at the mazel ball. Don't you worry.
I can't wait to see what a Michelin star chef does with a Hanukkah menu.
Mm-hmm. I know. Mm-hmm.
Nigel really is a charmer.
Isn't he?
Pass me the arugula.
How many do you want?
Just all of it.
You gonna eat all of them?
You okay, Daniel? You've been kind of quiet tonight. Mm-hmm.
Just thinking about stuff.
Mm. What stuff?
Like, moving to Aspen.
All eyes on Daniel.
What?
What?
What, he didn't tell you?
I didn't tell anyone.
Well, you told Jacob.
Well, I was there when he got the offer.
What offer?
The developer wants Daniel to build 7 houses in Aspen.
Sarah stares hard and blanks.
Wow. Why didn't you say anything?
My home is in Seattle. Moving away would be really hard on me.
When do you have to make a decision?
I have to tell them next week.
Dad nods with a sympathetic frown.
I'd really miss you.
Yeah. I miss you too.
But I want what's best for you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
They slowly return to eating. Later, Jacob waves as he leaves.
Okay. Bye. Yeah, I will. Have a good night. Hug somebody off.
You owe me 10 bucks.
Jacob halts before a small wrapped present at his feet. He picks it up and takes it inside.
We start with deep fried falafel and then the Israeli salad.
Ooh, I'm gonna lose my own luck the rest
of
the
day.
Look what I found on the porch.
Sarah, your secret admirer strikes again.
For Sarah, night 4. When I'm with you, time stands still.
Daniel watches her smile and unwrap a silver watch with a blue face.
Oh, Sarah, that's gorgeous.
Wow.
And so you.
Well, I am never taking this off.
You think it's from Nigel?
The card is so romantic. I mean,
it could be anybody.
Well, how many anybodies are there?
Well, there's Adam, Tom, Nigel, Paul.
Paul?
Yeah, he's been making subtle advances.
Maybe not so subtle.
To Daniel.
Okay, you. You have seen me with all these guys. Who do you think it is?
Shakes his head.
The possibilities are endless.
She nods.
Well, the nice thing is I have about 4 more nights to figure that out.
Checks her watch.
I think you're falling for this guy.
Yep. You had me at
the roses.
Daniel hides a smile behind his coffee cup. Sarah sighs. Later, she reads on the couch. She checks her watch and her eyes roll when she sees the time. She gets up and shuffles to the door, looking out the window before opening it. Daniel dashes inside.
Hey.
Mind if I come in?
Sure.
He breathes heavily.
You okay?
He faces her.
There's something I need to tell you.
Okay.
She looks him up and down. He stares at her.
Am I supposed to guess what it is?
Yeah.
He steadies himself.
You need to know.
Yeah?
Her eyes search his. He hesitates with his lips parted.
I'm so sorry I didn't tell you about Aspen.
She blinks.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do yet, and I didn't want to say anything prematurely.
I'm just going to miss you, that's all.
He smiles.
Me too.
They shift their weight.
Well, I'm really glad you're here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She smiles.
I actually have a confession to make.
You do?
Pretty sure I'm going to embarrass myself.
No. I don't think so.
Oh, I'm sure of it. Okay.
He holds her hands.
Okay, do you remember dance class in sixth grade?
Kinda.
You remember me not being able to dance?
You were terrible. It was hard to watch.
Terrible. Hard to watch. Still is.
Scary bad.
Mm-hmm. Still
even
is.
Even for a kid.
Yep. What am I going to do with the ball?
He breaks into a grin and steps back.
Stand around looking fine.
Oh, I'm not kidding.
What?
I'm the co-chair of the Sing, and I hired my brother's band. I mean, people are going to be looking. Come on, you have to help.
All right. Okay. All right. Relax. Okay?
Okay.
Relax.
This is heavy.
They move the coffee table.
Mama! Okay.
You're going to be fine.
Fine.
Okay? Just follow my lead.
Okay.
Okay, relax.
She shimmies her shoulders.
All right, you want to try box step?
What? I don't know what that is.
I'm going to show you.
Okay.
They clasp arms.
Okay.
Okay.
Back together, side together, forward together.
Here we go.
Back together, side together, forward together, side. That's my
phone. Ah, sorry.
Ow. It's okay, I have another one.
That's good. Okay, you know what? I think that I should just, stick to swaying.
You should just stick to swaying.
Right?
Yeah, look at you. You're a natural.
You think?
Yeah, you know what? Stick to swaying and nothing else. You're gonna be great.
They dance and sway, their silly grins fading to contented smiles. She hovers closer and rests her head on his shoulder.
Light up again. Even the best fall down sometime. Even the wrong words seem to run.
A table strewn with Hanukkah decorations. Daniel and Jimmy sit at his kitchen counter eating.
Dude, these latkes are amazing. I may have to move in.
Daniel doesn't respond.
Are you okay? Something happened last night?
Sarah was talking about all the guys who might be giving her the gifts, including her ex. It didn't even occur to her that it might be me.
Well, here's a radical notion. Why don't you just tell her?
I almost did. Okay? I got all the way home. And then I went back there.
He slumps over.
I just couldn't do it.
Why not?
It's complicated.
Yeah, I'm getting that.
Sarah was always Jacob's little sister to me. One day I looked up, the pigtails were gone, and she was a woman. One I really liked.
But you didn't tell her.
By the time I realized how I felt, she was with Paul.
The not-so-ex-boyfriend.
And when they broke up, I thought that was my chance.
Here's what I don't get. Why do you have to do it anonymously?
I don't know. I didn't know where to start with her after being friends for so long. I felt like I had to do something special. I mean, Sarah's not just someone you date, you know? She's the one you end up with.
Forever can be scary.
What I didn't see coming was all these other guys getting in the way. Now it's becoming a test. I want her to figure out it's me.
Well, we're only halfway through Hanukkah. Give her a chance.
Sarah shows off her watch to Kira.
It's beautiful. The mystery man is no fool. Every time you look at that watch, you're gonna think of him.
And I don't even know who it is yet.
Adam.
You think it's Adam?
I know it's him.
Adam comes in behind Sarah.
Hey.
Hey.
You're here.
Yeah, I was just in the neighborhood and wondered if you'd like to go for lunch.
Lunch?
Looks at watch.
You know what? I don't know if I'm ready for lunch. It's only 11:45.
That's a nice watch.
You think? Huh. I just got it. It was a Hanukkah gift.
She smiles knowingly.
So what do you think?
About the watch?
About lunch.
Lunch. Okay. I actually can't right now. I'm a little swamped. We're setting up this fundraiser for kids, and I still have a lot of toys to find, so.
Well, I can get you any toy you need. Yeah, I developed a software for talking teddy bears and all kinds of automated toys. Let me know when and where.
Okay. The Hanukkah hunt is tomorrow.
Not a problem.
To Daniel.
So Adam and I are going to come by your place tomorrow morning.
Play swaps him.
And he is bringing all these incredible toys. It's so adorable. He's so into it.
It's so nice of him.
It is. It's so nice. He's got this real just generous nature to him, you know? Mm-hmm.
Kira appears behind the plastic sheeting.
Hey, hey. Tom Sherman is coming by later to pick up his new glasses.
Tom, the likable, dependable co-chair of the committee?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. He is all those things. And he's a patient. Are you okay?
Sorry.
I'm okay. I don't know why I said that. He's a good guy.
He is a good guy.
He thinks he may need a new prescription.
Okay. Who's in exam room one?
Sarah and Kira leave and Jimmy locks eyes with Daniel. They scurry after the women and spy from between the sheets of plastic. Jimmy smirks.
Maybe you should get an eye exam.
But I don't wear glasses.
Daniel frowns.
Maybe you should start.
Daniel sits in Sarah's exam chair. She closes the door and sits opposite him.
Okay. Getting comfy.
Okay, super comfy.
You nervous?
Am I nervous? I don't think so.
Okay, just place your chin right there.
Here.
Mm-hmm. Try not to move. Okay. All right, now look up.
He rests his face in the examination apparatus and she looks into the eyepieces on her side.
Feels weird.
What does?
Fine. I'm doing this with you.
Oh.
No moving.
Sorry.
Okay. Now look to the left. And the right. And straight at me.
He flinches.
You okay? What do you see?
His lips part.
See you.
She breaks his gaze and pulls the tool back.
Okay, well, your eyes look fine. Have you experienced any difference in your eyesight recently?
It's hard to explain. I feel like I wasn't seeing things clearly.
What do you mean? What kind of things?
The people around me, the road ahead. When you're so close to something, sometimes you don't really see it.
She looks down, smiles, and turns on the lights.
No, it's very subjective.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's all in my head, right?
Well, I don't have a diagnosis for that.
So my eyes seem okay? I'll live?
Yeah. Yeah. You're gonna make it.
Good to know.
She opens the door and leaves him there in the chair, blinking to herself. He sighs. Seattle glows at night. A larger wrap present awaits Sarah when she arrives home. She hunches down and lifts it along with her takeout boxes.
Oh.
She bends under its weight.
Wow.
Reads card on phone.
For Sarah, night 5. The tree of life will light my way to you.
This guy is almost as wonderful as your father.
Tell me about it.
And the mystery continues.
Sarah carries a heavy silver menorah in the shape of tree branches and settles it among her menorah collection. She briefly strokes the framed photo of her grandma.
Hi, Bubby. I think I'm in love.
She rolls her head back and tumbles backwards onto her couch. Daniel's decorated house.
This looks incredible.
Jimmy, you understand that this used to be us? I mean, we were the kids running around looking for shiny gold coins everywhere.
So many Hanukkah hunts.
So many skinned knees looking for gap.
The good old days. You do realize I let you win.
She glares.
You did not.
You really think that jar of gelt just happened to be lying around in plain sight?
What? They were under a tree.
That had no leaves.
The leaves were on the ground covering the coins.
That I let you find.
He chuckles at her angry face.
Ugh, that must be Adam.
Adam?
He follows her out.
Yeah. Wow.
Adam's car stopped to the roof with toys.
That is incredible.
Turns to Daniel.
I'm gonna go thank him. Do I look okay?
You look great.
Are you kidding me?
She gives Adam a big hug. Daniel watches frowning.
Incredible.
Yeah, I got every color of bear.
Oh,
Jimmy stands with Daniel.
Which one is he again?
That's Adam, the generous tech genius.
And you think she thinks he's the guy?
I think he's in the running.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, sure.
Hey!
Hey.
Paul.
Looks like Adam has some competition.
Never mind Adam, what about me?
I didn't think you'd be here.
Why wouldn't I be?
You're a very busy man.
Sarah, can we talk for a second?
Can it wait? We're in the middle of setting up.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, that guy showing up is trouble. He's the one you gotta worry about.
Jimmy, look at my face. Huh? What do you see?
I think that you got worried covered.
Jimmy pats him and goes inside. Plates of jelly donuts and Hanukkah treats are laid out on a table. Sarah and her suitors set up a table of gifts. She holds a teddy bear.
I wish there wasn't an age limit on the hunt. Look at this, it's so adorable!
And so smart.
Happy Hanukkah!
A bear after my own heart.
Adam puts his arm around her shoulders. Paul and Daniel meet eyes. Daniel smiles grimly. Paul tosses the doll down and puts his hands on hips. A group of kids approaches the house.
Come on,
you guys.
Huddle up,
yeah,
huddle up.
Come on.
All right. Happy Hanukkah, everyone.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. All right, listen up. You are all going to have 15 minutes to find all the gelt that you can.
That's right, when you hear this bell.
Daniel and Sarah shimmy.
She does that dance. That means it's time to come inside for some hot chocolate, some sweet treats. And I don't know, maybe even some presents. You guys don't like presents.
The kids bounce up and down.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready? Set. Gelt!
Let the Hanukkah hunt begin!
They scatter in all directions. Sarah twirls with delight.
Wow. This really is the best Hanukkah ever.
You say that every year.
Well, this year it really is.
Oh, yeah? How come?
Look at them. Look at their faces. They're so happy.
Kids sprint by with baskets.
And, you know, the secret admirer thing isn't hurting. I don't know how he does it. He just tops himself every night.
And you really have no idea who it is?
No, I keep changing my mind.
Well, maybe he's giving you the clues because he wants you to figure it out before the 8 nights are up.
You think?
I mean, that's how I would feel.
Daniel shrugs and smiles.
Maybe.
Sarah finds yet another wrapped present on her porch. Inside, she reads the card alone.
For Sarah, night 6. You're the music in my heart.
She lifts the lid off the square box and reaches inside. She pulls out an ornate antique silver jewelry box and opens the lid. Her eyes fill with tears as she listens to the melody. She rests her chin on the box. Later, she speaks to her dad on the phone.
What a thoughtful gift.
It's the song, Dad. I just well up every time I hear Mazatzur. Just brings back so many memories. Of everything that Bobby and Rose went through. All the people that I love.
I wonder if your secret admirer understood that.
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
because that would mean he might deserve you.
I love you, Pops.
I love you too, sweetheart.
They hang up. Sarah looks over her shoulder at the photo of Bubby. Nighttime. Daniel sits alone on a bench outside the community center. Sarah approaches.
Should've known you'd be here.
He tries and fails to smile, swallowing and wiping a tear from his cheek. Sarah places a white rose on the bench and strokes the plaque, which says in loving memory of Rose Heller. She sits with Daniel.
Can you believe it's been 2 years?
I really miss her.
I know. Me too.
Sarah scoots closer and he puts his arm around her. She lays her head on his shoulder.
Classic Bubby Rose. Still bringing people together.
Yeah.
What day is the ball again?
Tomorrow night. And I still have to find some kind of glass slipper to go with my amazing dress.
What color is the dress?
Oh, it's this mix of royal blue and navy, and I guess you'd call it Hanukkah blues.
Oh.
It's rich and deep and velvety.
Sounds really pretty.
Oh, it is, and way out of my budget. But it's gonna be worth it. I know he's gonna love it, whoever it ends up being.
If he doesn't show up to the ball.
What do you mean he has to show up? I know it, I feel it. No, last night's gift was not just the music box, the songs were.
This guy, he really gets you.
Keisha pats Sarah, who digs for her phone.
Maybe it's a sign.
Oh, who is it?
Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, I was wondering if we could grab a bite later.
I don't know. I have a lot on my plate right now.
Can we meet up? We really need to talk. How about tonight?
I can't. I'm going to watch the menorah lighting with my family at the community center. Can you hang on a minute? I'm getting another call.
Daniel.
Hey.
Hey, when are you coming back?
I shouldn't be long now.
I wanted you to see the new fixtures before we install them.
Okay. Give me 1 minute.
Wait.
Paul?
This is Daniel.
Sorry. 1 sec. Paul.
Why don't we meet tonight at the menorah lighting? It'll be good to see your family.
Yeah, okay.
Great.
Okay. Daniel.
Oh, you remembered. That's nice.
Don't worry. I'm sure I'll love whatever you choose. I'll see you soon.
She hangs up.
Shoes.
She looks frantically around the shoe store she and Kira are in. Nighttime at the community center. People file in under blue lights and the crowd stands before a giant menorah with one red bulb lit in the center. Daniel comes in with Zoe and Jacob hugs his daughter and fist bumps Daniel. Sarah's mom hugs her and kisses her head. Sarah's dad kisses his wife and rests his hands on her shoulders. Paul stands behind Sarah. Everyone gazes up at the menorah. Paul turns to Daniel and flashes a smile, which Daniel returns. The bulbs of the menorah flicker on one by one. Daniel watches Sarah wistfully from a short distance away. She turns and catches him with her white eyes full of wonder and smiles. When she turns away, his look of hunger returns. She blinks back tears with her eyes on the menorah. Sarah arrives home and finds another gift, this one a small flat box. She lifts it and reads the card with her lips parted. She presses her eyes closed and smiles. She reads the card aloud to herself on the couch.
For Sarah, night 7. I see your face and I need nothing more.
She opens the present and picks up the antique gold cat eye glasses frames she had been hunting for on the internet. Her jaw drops and she puts them on. She turns to look at Bubby's picture, in which the elderly woman wears the same stylized frames.
Best Hanukkah ever.
She smiles in disbelief. Daytime, she sits across from Paul in the cafe.
Thank you for meeting with me.
Thank you, I'm good.
Oat milk, no sugar.
No, thanks, I can't stay long. Look, I'm really not sure what there is to say.
Then let me do the talking.
She stares hard at him.
No. Maybe it's the holidays, but I've been taking stock of my life and I realize what I've been missing.
He takes a breath.
You, Sarah.
And I realize I chose a lawyer just like my father, but you two are very different. Okay, my mom always came first. And with you, I felt like I was coming third or fourth.
I was trying to make partner. I know it's no excuse.
I spent the last 4 months trying to get over you, and I'm finally getting there. So whatever this is, please don't.
It's me trying to win you back.
He swallows and looks pleadingly at her.
Is there something that you'd like to say to me, Paul?
He looks down at his phone on the table. His face twitches into an annoyed frown and he snatches it up.
Can I call you back?
Sarah gathers her things.
I'll have the brief on your desk this afternoon. Yes, sir. Have a good day. I shouldn't have taken that call.
It's fine. It's no big deal. I gotta go anyways.
When we first met, you told me I had the makings of a good man. I think about that a lot these days. I'm trying to prove you right.
The corners of her mouth flicker into a smile.
I gotta go.
She leaves him. She and Kira look at his gold cat eye glasses in a case at the office.
These are the glasses. Remember? The ones I've been trying to get. I lost track of the auction and someone outbid me.
Okay, this has to narrow the field.
I know, I keep trying to think who I told about the glasses.
Let's go over the list.
Well, Tom knew about it, but I don't think Tom's the guy.
What about Adam?
Adam is prone to dramatic gestures, but this is too personal. You know, I don't think he's the one. And Nigel, well, he's super romantic. I can totally see him writing all those cards. But then there's Paul.
She frowns with wide eyes.
Here's the more important question.
Yeah?
Which one do you hope it is?
Daniel listens from the other room.
Paul keeps saying he's changed.
I'm gonna go pick up those window shades.
Jimmy.
You need anything while I'm out?
He's trying to prove himself with all these gifts.
Can you get some hinges for the cabinets?
Maybe he's the one.
Daniel's head whips back around when he hears Sarah, his breath quickening. Jimmy steps out and tries on a pair of sunglasses in a mirror.
Those look good on you. You should keep them.
He turns and takes them off.
Wow.
Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you.
He grins.
You should take a look. We're almost done.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Happy Hanukkah.
She goes through the plastic sheets and looks around.
Oh, wow.
Elegant shelves fill the walls.
This is even better than I imagined.
We should be done by tomorrow.
She flops her hands against her thighs.
Man, I'm really gonna miss having you around.
He continues installing shelves.
You okay?
Fine.
She nudges his back.
You know what? You should come check out these glasses I just got. Every time I look at them, I smile.
You really think that Paul gave you those glasses?
She shrugs.
Maybe.
You really think he knows you that well? Cares that much? Or remembers that you lost your watch, or knows how much you love white roses, or that one of your ears is slightly smaller than the other, and that you're a terrible dancer, and somehow you smell so good all the time, even when you sweat?
She stares.
It's you?
You thought it was Paul. You never even thought of me.
Shakes her head.
Daniel, I didn't... You know how much I love you. You're my best. I didn't think that you'd see me that way.
You're right. We are friends. And I guess that's all we were ever meant to be.
Daniel.
He brushes past her and leaves her blinking back tears and panting. At home, Sarah wears a royal blue off-the-shoulder gown with her hair down in waves. She opens the silver jewelry box and smiles at the tin, putting on earrings. The silver watch from Daniel lays on the table with the rest of her jewelry. She looks at herself in the mirror, wearing delicate silver hoop earrings with diamonds and a diamond necklace. She smiles at her reflection, tracing her fingers along her narrow jawline, then sighs heavily. She descends her staircase wearing her coat. The other gifts from Daniel sit together on a table, the roses, frame, menorah, basket of chocolate. She glances at them briefly then turns off the lights and leaves. Daniel plays the piano at his house. He drums the keys with resigned force under warm lights. He looks up when he hears the knock on his door. He opens the door to Sarah.
Mind if I come in?
She stalks past him.
What are you doing here?
How can you ask me that?
I think it's a pretty reasonable question.
She paces.
I have like a million reasonable questions for you. Like why? Why now? Or why didn't you tell me? Or a better one. When? When did you find out that you felt this way about me?
I don't know. I don't know. There isn't one day or one year that I can point to. Somewhere between second grade and right now. I realize that the best moments of my life were the ones spent with you, but it doesn't matter.
It matters! Because guess what? I'm pretty sure I have always loved you too, but I just didn't know what it was.
He stares.
I mean, you're my best friend. You're also the boy next door. I didn't think...
She drops her hands at her sides. He swallows.
I don't want to lose you.
She looks down.
I guess that's all I came here to say.
You could have started with
that. Well, I didn't know that until I said it.
They gaze at each other.
There's a lot I didn't realize until those gifts started showing up at my doorstep.
She steps closer, pushing her hair behind her ear.
I'm the co-chair of this committee. I can't be late to the ball, so better go.
She blinks and pushes past him, opening the door herself. She pauses with the door open.
Still don't have a date, by the way.
She flashes a sad smile and leaves. He stares after her, blinking. At the community center, the giant menorah glows bright and people fill the dance floor. Jacob's band plays on a small stage with Jacob on the drums. Zoe and another girl dance and smile. Caterers lay out trays of food and Nigel stands behind the buffet table in a white coat. He looks around and strokes his beard. Sarah's parents are among the crowd. Dad whispers in Mom's ear and points across the room. Sarah makes her entrance in her blue dress, beaming and holding a silver clutch.
Sarah!
Sarah kisses her mom on the cheek.
Hey. Did you talk to Daniel?
I did.
Where is he? I haven't seen him.
Yeah, he's not here yet. You look beautiful, Mom.
Oh, thank you. Or... You look gorgeous, too.
Aw, thank you. You're not too bad yourself, handsome devil. All right, well, committee members are supposed to mingle, so. Have fun.
She twirls a finger and leaves them.
Well, how about a dance? The merry band of CPAs are sounding pretty good.
Sounds great.
All right.
Woo!
Dad clasps Mom's hand and dips her on the way to the dance floor. Caterers replace empty salad bowls. Nigel leans over a chafing dish sprinkling seasoning with an intense expression. Sarah sneaks up behind him.
That looks amazing. Everyone's complimenting the food.
They should be complimenting that dress.
Oh, thank you. And again, thank you so much for everything. You're such a good friend and so handsome and that accent, I mean, whew. But there's someone else.
His brow wrinkles.
Is it someone that you just met?
No, someone I've known my whole life. And that apparently knows me better than I know myself.
She presses her lips tightly. Nigel smiles.
You must know how fortunate he is.
Sarah smiles and Nigel hugs her around the shoulder.
Thank you.
Hello. Enjoy your party.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
She returns to the party and Nigel spins around and exhales with his hands on his hips, glancing over his shoulder at her. Sarah weaves through the dance floor, scanning the room. She downs a flute of champagne and approaches Paul.
I've never seen you look prettier.
Paul, there's something you should know.
Happier.
I'm in love with someone else. It's Daniel.
She looks down.
I'm not surprised.
You're not.
Seeing the way he looks at you. I wish you both the best.
He kisses her cheek.
I wish you the same.
She smiles and turns away. Paul steps backward. He flips a coin and catches it with a sigh. The band plays merrily, bobbing along with the rhythm. Sarah dances next to Zoe, rocking from side to side and clapping. Woo! Jacob.
Happy Hanukkah, everyone! Thanks for coming.
Zoe.
My dad is really good.
Oh, he's the best. Go get him.
Sarah pushes Zoe toward her dad. The guitarist plays. Sarah smiles to herself alone on the dance floor. Daniel appears behind her in a suit with a blue and silver striped tie.
May I have this dance?
Well, they are playing our song.
I think someone requested it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So how about that dance?
He holds out his hand. Their eyes meet for a moment and she takes his hand in hers. They sway together.
You are nailing this swaying thing.
Oh, this whole
okay.
thing?
Okay, oh yeah.
You know, it is my signature move.
Oh, you've mastered it.
I'll wait till you see this.
What is this?
Huh?
She twirls.
Oh, that's good.
That
oh, someone's been taking lessons.
Huh?
Yeah.
What about that? Learn from the best.
Well, I can't argue with that.
They come closer together and she looks up into his eyes.
For Sarah. Night 8. It's the last night of Hanukkah, and the first night of the rest of our lives.
He opens a blue velvet ring box. Inside is an antique gold ring.
That's Poppy Rose's promise ring.
Yeah, she gave it to me.
She looks up.
Hoping that one day I would give it to you.
Tears fill Sarah's eyes. Daniel slips the ring on her manicured finger. Their lips meet magnetically in a passionate kiss and they hold each other in the middle of the floor. The lights of the menorah glow over the festivities. Out of the back, you-